broadcasting live from the KHMB studios in downtown Half Moon Bay. This is Coastal Windage, the talk of the coast. The Coastside's own live call-in talk radio show. From Pescadero to Pacifica and beyond, this is the place for Coastside issues, hot topics, and you. And now, the host of Coastal Windage, Mr. Ruben Truthmaker, and his co-host, Crystalyn.
Good morning, Coastsiders. Ruben here with Crystalyn. Morning, Crystalyn.
Good morning.
And we have... Okay, I do like the song. That's like a 12-minute song, though, so we can't really have the whole thing going. Okay, I made the mistake. Good morning, listeners.
This is when you're ever going to learn that when you mess with Frank,
I know.
You will lose.
I know, but it's actually worse than that. Pause that thought for a minute. Good morning, Coastsiders. It's Friday, November 15th, 2024. It's time for some Coastal Windage. This is us. We're Coastal Windage. Ruben, Crystalyn, and today with us is... Okay, see if I've got this right, Ranger. Coastside-based holistic life coach Ranger Kelak, who has walked coast-to-coast across the United States earlier this year. Yay?
That is correct.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Nice, and nice radio voice. Why is it... Okay. Why is it that every guest we have on here and every guest host has like the most awesome radio voice and then we can't find a filter to help me out, you know? And then there's you.
You refuse to deal with AI, so...
I'm not talking... It's just like a little, you know, slider thing that... Yeah, and Frank's freaking out because...
I touched the table.
I'm not allowed to touch the table. Okay, where was it? What were we talking about? We were talking about Ranger and walking across... First of all...
Amazing feats?
I'd say they're wearing tennis,
but...
Yeah.
They're still... I'm sure they're... They walked very far, so they've got to be amazing.
I know. Well, we're going to get into that in the second half of the show because I am really curious about the whole... enterprise of walking coast to coast. I mean, it seems like a logistical feat for sure, if I may. No, really, Frank? Really? Okay. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Don't mess with Frank, but also I made the mistake this morning. He switched his... I mean, I know I'm funny, but at least wait... Okay, take intern, you, the strong one. Take that away from him, please. So I made the mistake. Frank has switched his morning, his pre-show nosh. He used to get apple fritter, which, okay, it has the word apple in it, so maybe there's some fruit somewhere. It drove past an orchard or something.
It smelled of fruit once.
Okay, exactly. But he has recently switched to, what is it, a maple bar? Have you seen one of these things?
Oh, that's my favorite.
What is it, like 10,000 like calories and 10,000 things of units of sugar or whatever? But he's all jacked. My point is he's all like jacked up on maple bar right now, which... Exactly. Sorry, Ranger. You've walked into the morning zoo here this morning. So hang on. Buckle in. All right, we're here every Friday morning. In fact, I was talking to Frank. We're on a roll right now. Between you, Crystalyn, and the guest host that we had over the summer, we've done like 60 or so straight Fridays without missing a Friday. That's pretty significant, in my mind anyway, so I'll just leave it there. We'll go with significant. We're here every Friday morning, 9 to 10, on KHMB Radio, 100.9 FM, rockin' 1710 AM, and streaming live on khmbradio.com. I'm just going to like weave in and out of the interview. Ranger, on your coast-to-coast, we haven't given any context, but on your coast-to-coast walk, I think I read that you made 33 podcasts or something during that walk.
Mm-hmm.
What did you, were you listening to stuff? Were you listening to music? Were you listening to podcasts? Were you talking to yourself? Like, that's a lot of time to yourself. Did you have stuff that you were listening to?
Definitely, yeah.
100% of the time, or was there quiet time?
Probably 90%. I'd say that there were a few days where I tried to do at least half a day without any kind of music, noise, just kind of listening to what was going on around me, especially on days where I didn't have that much shoulder.
Yeah.
Just making sure that I was safe and could, I don't know, hear everything, including my thoughts.
Oh, well,
that... Oh, my gosh, my thoughts are...
Yeah, that can get dangerous.
A scary place.
I see.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate you.
Said through clenched teeth there, Frank.
No, said through a smile.
I don't think you...
Don't lie.
You're not capable of clenched teeth. No, I've actually seen you one time during the
I can get service. Mad. I can get real mad.
Oh, yeah, that was... It was like, wow.
Stand up for my right to party.
Okay. Well, all right. We're partying now. Great. Okay. All right. Our topics today, birthday banter. We'll get to that in a second. Crystalline gets her due. Turnover and turmoil. And turmoil. See, this is what I'm talking about, Ranger. Turmoil. It's not really that hard of a word. Turnover and turmoil in leadership positions. Our email bag, if we should have time to get to that, because it's really you can see.
Overflowing.
I know. Well, I tripped over it this morning, and I'm a little annoyed about it, so we need to get some of those out of there. Shooting the Breeze live interview with as we've already introduced, Coastside-based holistic life coach Ranger Kelak, who has amazingly walked from coast to coast. Now, I've driven from coast to coast a couple times, and it's a long way, and I really cannot conceive of walking that distance. I mean, I don't really have that long of an attention span, as you've already discovered, Ranger. So I just can't conceive of like staying with it for that long. I mean, it's just so daunting. We should just start the interview now because I have so many questions. But all right, well, I'll just pause on those. Okay, air quality report. This is the only show in the history of radio that does a live air quality report, and that ever will, so as far as right now. So let's get to the goods. 0 to 50 on the scale of the air quality is amazing. 51 to 100 is okay, and we really never even have to go beyond that on the scale unless there's a fire. Today in El Granada, 15, which is awesome. 21 in Half Moon Bay, 11 in Redwood City, 10 in Santa Cruz, and today in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 3.
Ooh. So
that's a good start.
It's very airy over there.
That's where Ranger started his cross-country trek in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Did you do some golfing before you left?
No.
No. Are you a golfer?
No. Okay. A lot of pre-adventure panic and crying and getting everything together. So.
Yes. Okay.
Not much time to enjoy.
Now, see this now? If you had said to me, oh, no, it was great, and I just, like, everything was roses, I'd
be skeptical.
Yeah, I would be skeptical. And so, no. Crying, panic, yes. Okay. We'll get into that.
All of a sudden, you've become human.
Yes, you're a real person. You've been vetted now, Ranger. We're moving on. Okay.
Going to plan.
So today, birthday banter. Today is my son's birthday.
Happy birthday!
Yeah. So I find myself now, he's about to exit. Well, he's already exited childhood. He's about to exit living at home. Huh. Okay. But I've become my mom, who's actually my mom. My parents are coming up. They're on their way right now, driving up from San Diego to be here for the birthday. Because they don't, unfortunately, get to see their grandson that often. So I really appreciate them driving up. But my mom, when she calls me on my birthday every year, it's like, oh, honey, I remember that day. It was, it was
snowing and blizzarding. Well, we were wondering if the apocalypse was starting.
Oh, no, this wasn't last week. This was a few years ago. And it was in San Diego, so there was no snowing. I remember driving to the hospital. You know, like the whole thing. Like, okay, right. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't even know if those facts are true, actually. Anyways, but like her... Just have vivid memories of the morning when we got up and drove him to the hospital because it was November 15th, but this is our summer. And so that morning it was just no wind, clear skies, like, 65 degrees. It was just a glorious morning. And we drove to the hospital about 9:30 as we passed Frenchman's Creek. A hawk flew right over the car, right like about 2 feet off the windshield. I thought we were going to hit it and like turn so we could see the total underside as it just like literally flew right in front of our face. And I took that as a sign of good things, which it has been. But I'm a little weepy because he's 17 and so we can see the end of him not living at home.
Well, we're also in the 2020s where kids live at home until they're 35. So I don't know how weepy you need to get.
Well, they'll be I'm weepy in this sense. Not next year, but the year after. We only have one more birthday while he'll be living at home before he goes, hopefully, to college. I've already said maybe I shouldn't have, but I'm fine if he wants to come. You know, we only have one kid, so I'm fine if he wants to come back and still live with us for whatever. Like, you know, I'm.
Which is so opposite of growing up for me. So the tradition in my mom's side of the family was on your. In preparation for you getting the heck out, your 17th birthday, the gifts were all housewarming gifts. So for my 17th birthday, I got plateware, silverware, glassware, what? And all of that stuff.
A vacuum cleaner? Did you get a vacuum cleaner?
Pretty much. So I'm sure there's nothing funnier than teenagers going to the houseware section to buy housewares, but it's just so different now that kids... You know, it's so hard to get out there just to even live on your own, but it's just so wildly different than growing up in the 90s.
Were the 80s. Yeah. What about you, Ranger? Are you living at home with your parents right now?
Living at home with my fiance's parents, so another
okay.
level.
Okay. All right. Well, that's challenging in its own, all of its own things. It's different than living with your parents. You've got to at least maintain the facade of being polite and respectful, right? With your own parents, you can just, you know, like, hey, I'm tired of you. Like, I'm walking out of the room right now. But especially fiance, like, the deal's not final yet, so you still got to be on your best behavior, right?
Oh, at this point, it's already set. We're solid. And I do want to add that caveat of we are very, very well off. Like, the relationship between me and her parents, like, there's no... You know, you see the memes or the jokes yeah. about the in-laws.
Yeah.
I still don't understand the jokes, I guess, thankfully.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty solid situation.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I've been lucky of my in-laws and my wife's family. I really like them. Mm-hmm. Her parents have always treated me great. And I kind of all felt the same way as you, Rage. Like, I don't really... Is this just like a thing that used to be and now it's not? Like, who's having these problems but my... I will say my sister has married a wonderful person, but for some reason she and his mom don't get along, and it's pretty strong not getting alongness. We make up words on this show too. I have a limited vocabulary, Ranger, so please feel free to fill stuff in when I'm saying words that don't make any sense. That's what I think that's in your job description, uh-huh. Crystal. Yes.
Yep.
Fill in the blanks. Okay. So, anyways, it's his birthday. We got him a few cool gifts. I will admit, when you got a littler kid, the gifts are easier, right? I mean, like, but I don't like to just go and buy. Can we say crap? Can we say crap? I think we can. No, we cannot. Okay. I don't want to just go and buy junk.
Well, can I just...
yeah.
No, possibly please. An unpopular opinion.
With me or
with
the
world?
Okay.
With the world.
Yeah.
Personally, I cannot stand giving gifts on birthdays and holidays. I want to give...
Wait, because it's a mandated, like, you must do it on this day? Or what's
Well,
the
and
deal?
There's all this pressure, right? Because then you're, like, trying to force yourself to think about a thing that this person yeah. is going to like and blah, blah, yeah. blah. I personally am a bigger fan of buying people gifts throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw this and mm-hmm. I thought of you and that kind of a thing. And for birthdays in particular, I understand that Maverick had a good day that day. But you know who had a hard day? Your wife. And she should be getting gifts on Maverick's birthday. Because she is the one. So on my birthday, I call my mom and tell her happy birthday.
Okay, that's an excellent point. You are correct. We got to the hospital at like 11. Okay, this is... I don't even know if I should be admitting. We got to the hospital at like 11 a.m. Our first child, my wife's in labor. And I'm thinking, like, well, this random thoughts that happen. Ranger, do you have any children?
I do not.
Not yet. Okay. Are you thinking about you might have children?
Have no idea.
Okay.
But he's got very cool pets. that are like his children.
I feel that we could have both. I strongly recommend the children thing. It's a fun thing, but I get to the hospital like 11. At some point after a couple hours, I literally looked at my watch and went, Seinfeld's on at 8. This should be wrapped up by then. We'll be in our room at the, with the baby in time for Seinfeld at 8. I'm sorry to have to admit that, but that is a thought that crossed my mind. And guess what? We didn't make it because she was in labor for like 12 hours and then we went to a C-section.
So. I was going
to
say, some people, when my mom had my first sister, so there's 20 years between my sisters and I. So when she had Aria, it was like a super long drawn out thing because she hadn't had a kid, for 20 years. And then when she had Paisley, which was only 3 years later, like, I think Paisley was like one and done like in 4 hours or something. Wow. Insane. So I think it just depends. But I think the first ones are usually often like the long drawn out one.
I love that idea, though, that the mom should get a present on the
kids. Well, there's that kind of newer tradition now where moms get push presents. So when
push presents is the like.
Yeah, because you've had a day of pushing life out.
Yeah.
You are supposed to get a diamond bracelet or something.
Whoa. Hold on a minute. Let's tone it down.
That's what it's supposed to be. Or, it's supposed to be like some really, really like wedding level gift. But because you've had the kid, and I don't see why that ends at the delivery room. Like, every year, mom should be celebrated as much as the kid.
Hold on. You're saying that when the child was born, I should have been giving her a diamond bracelet.
Well, that's a thing now. It's called a push present. Yeah. I feel like I've only heard about them for...
Ranger, you're nodding. You've heard of this?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right? Okay, thank you.
What?
Yeah. It's a thing.
I've been out of the baby game for a while.
I have zero babies and I know about it, so no excuses.
Okay. Crump. Okay. Where are we? I believe we're 9 centimeters dilated on the show right now. Okay.
I look forward to my bracelet.
Okay. Maverick is... not getting a diamond bracelet, as far as I know, but yeah, we got him some cool stuff. All right, I expect that he's not listening to the show right now. He better be in school, not listening to the show. But some of the things that we got him on for his birthday, which... time goes fast. 17... I mean, it's always the joke, right? 16, you get to drive. 18, you get to vote. 21, you...
You get to drink your face off.
Yeah, right. But 17 is kind of like, yeah, what do you get? Oh, you get to go to R-rated movies, right? That was always the thing. Well, 17, I was already going to R-rated movies. I know, but now you're legal to go to R-rated movies.
Oh, my gosh.
Do they even have ushers? No, they don't have. I was just thinking, remember the ushers with, like, you might be too young. In the old theaters, it would have, like, the flashlight, but it had that orange thing on the end. So it wasn't really a flashlight. It was just, like, a little glowing orange thing because they would be showing you. There's a seat right here, sir. Right here. No?
Well, now...
You're giving me a look like...
Yeah, sorry. That's
Ranger knows.
Yeah, I've seen them in movies.
Very old-timey movies.
Really? No rim shot for that? That was a rim shot line right there. Okay, we've got a caller. Hello, caller. Thank you for waiting. We've got Ranger Kelak, Crystallin, and this guy, Ruben, and Frank the Engineer. Who's calling right now?
Hey, it's your weekly caller. It's Julie Mel.
No kidding, Julie Mel. Julie, you've got to...
Surprise, surprise.
You've got a voice that is recognizable.
I'm loving your morning so far, I just have to say. And hi, Ranger. Hi, Crystallin. How are you both?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I love the conversation. I'm kind of thinking that maybe... I'm still owed 2 diamond bracelets.
I mean, this, Julie, this is what I'm saying. Like, what?
Have you heard? Yeah, right. You've heard of push presents.
Oh, I said it all along. Where are my diamonds? But it didn't. It never flew.
Well, anyway, hold on, Julie. As the other side of this equation, I would say, but Julie, the diamonds are your children. That's the gift.
That only comes from somebody who's not pushed a watermelon out of a lemon.
That's the gift that I gave my wife. Is this
the your wife is a very loving human being.
The children, this is true. But a nice diamond bracelet is never a bad idea.
Yeah.
But I'm going back to now I forgot. Oh, yeah, stuff for holidays. That was my cue to call. Our tickets are on sale now for the Beach Break Entertainment's third annual film festival. And the conversations and the stories and the topics are all pretty engaging and important. And we hope that people will consider buying tickets and making memories as opposed to stuff. And Ranger was one of my best volunteers ever coming forward for the pumpkin run in the Half Moon Bay, you know, the pumpkin festival run. We had a photo booth and he was there for the entirety of it and was such a great help. And I adore his story, and we have two films that are in line with his story that we are encouraging people to see.
What are those films, Julie?
One is called Planet Walker, about John Francis, who walked and walked in took a code of silence for 13 years to listen to people. And he walked after the Bodega Bay oil spill. He vowed to never get in another car or motor-driven vehicle. And then the other one is Walk With Me, which is our local filmmakers, David and Heejin Hodge, who made a story about transportation and walking after their house got hit by a car. And they realized how dependent they are on cars, and they're trying to encourage a new form of transportation, which I believe, as is the city, because I attended that meeting the other day.
What is the new form of transportation, the Godwin?
What is the conversation? I'm trying to remember. It was the San Mateo County and Half Moon Bay participated, and it was about trying to figure out what the solutions are for alleviating some of the problems we have here on the coast with, you know, backup and congestion and infrastructure. So they were discussing whether it's bringing in fleets of electric buses. There was discussion about Michelle's great idea of the gondola. I don't know if it was her idea or not, but she's pushing for the gondola from
over
the hill.
Well, thankfully, Michelle's going to be calling in a little while, so hopefully she got more information.
Yeah, but anyway, but Ranger, good to hear your voice, and thank you for the great show and the great morning, like, start.
What, before you go, Julie, how can we get tickets?
Thank you very much. Beach Break Film Festival is bbffhmb.org, and they are up, and there are descriptions of all the films, and tickets available for each one. And we have a lot of fun guests, so if you get our newsletter, you're going to see our new feature. We are doing Filmmaker Friday feature newsletters. So today you'll receive one about Annette King of Splicer Films, who is bringing an amazing film about Divine, who is from Malawi, who is she's a teenager spearheading a nonprofit to get girls educated in Malawi. She went to school to Kenya to do so, and we are showing it's a trilogy, and we're showing the world premiere of parts 2 and 3. So there's lots of fun, great stories, impressive, inspiring conversation starters. And we hope we'll see everybody there.
Okay.
December 28th, 29th, and 30th.
It's a great time. I've gone both of the previous years. Thanks, Julie. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, have a great day, everyone, and have a great weekend. And happy birthday to Mavericks.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Bye. Julie Mell, Beach Break Film Festival. Okay. We have only a couple. Yes? No. We have only a couple minutes till the break, so I want to get to this right now. Crystalyn, you're holding out on me.
What?
You're holding out on me. Everybody knows that you're a superstar here on the coast side, but now you're starting to collect the hardware. Each year, Pacific Coast TV recognizes the accomplishments of Coastsiders who make a difference in public, education, and government spaces. This year's honorees include some familiar and humongous names, including Ray Mueller, District 3 Supervisor, who we've had on the show, Amy Applehands Gubser, the only person in the history of the world ever, that's we calculated 160 billion humans, one in 160 billion, she's the only person to ever swim outbound from the Golden Gate Bridge to the Farallon Islands, also a guest on the show. Oh, and a little somebody named Crystalline.
Woo-hoo.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, wow, that's pretty impressive. The big awards ceremony is tomorrow night from 7 to 9 p.m. on Pacific Coast.tv. You can watch that. But I was trying to find out, they're showing something, but there's a physical space where the people are, right? Because they showed a video of people walking up to a microphone and talking. So where is the actual event?
The studio. The Pacific Coast TV studio.
Their studio is that big? Because on the videos that I was watching from past events.
I think they used to do it pre-pandemic at other places, and it was a bit more of a traditional awards
like a ball
ceremony. But I think since the pandemic, they've done it in their studio. Keeps it, you know, like everything contained, and then they can easily show it. And I think the only ones that will be in the room, to my understanding, are the awardees and our plus ones.
Well, that's a little, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Pacific Coast TV has heard, but we're not in the pandemic anymore. And in this kind of thing where we're awarding people this kind of thing, Coastside people, right? This is our.
Yeah, but they're a nonprofit, and I don't think they've done sponsorship for this event, you know, so it's like when, you know, the chamber throws in awards or, you know, other groups, we get sponsors for the event to help pay for it. And I think Pacific Coast TV does this completely on their own. So I fully respect on keeping it light and tight.
Well, I would like, when I, such is the time, should I ever receive any kind of award of any kind ever, I want a limo and red carpet and one of those backdrops that has like all the logos, and I can, you know, do my Instagram pose or whatever, right?
And I think that's just where one of those areas where we're wildly different people.
What? No.
I would gladly just take the honor and revel in the honor and
okay.
Be done with it and have nothing public.
Okay. No paparazzi. No red carpet, but statuette? Do you at least get a hefty, you know, a gold statuette with some heft?
Honestly, I do not know.
Something that you could kill somebody with if you were on, like, on Dateline. They're like, yeah, a gold statuette with blood on the corner was found in the room.
No, I watch enough of those. I would never get caught that way.
Well, I know. It's a little scary. My wife watches all those, too. It's
yes.
Like, huh, what? Another husband killed by his wife, huh? Why are you watching this? She's taking notes, you know, like, okay. This is...
Some of my favorite memes are about that. I'm not sure. I look forward to being surprised tomorrow on how it goes. I just want to be in the moment and just take it in. Aaron Torme is also being honored. So, you know, at this point, I know that I have at least four friends plus Jesse there. So I think it'll just be a really fun time. And
Amy will be there.
But that's what I'm saying. Four friends, Amy and Aaron and Ray and myself.
Yep.
So I'm just living in the moment, and I'm going to take it as it comes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Definitely deserved.
Thank you.
I mean, I would be hard-pressed to think of someone on the coast side who has as much involvement with day-to-day stuff, who knows as many people, and who has a quarter of the energy that you do.
Thank you.
Really, like, our community is so lucky that you came here. Because you were in Monterey. Monterey's loss. Carmel's loss. Our gain. All right. But, you know, you're not the only member of the KHMV family to be a PCT honoree. Not me. I mean, that's a logical guess, of course, that it would be me, but no, no. Jim Henderson won this award in 2022. So, now, KHMB just, let's see, is there anything we can
get? I wonder what Frank is like if he had two maple donuts.
No, 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 do not even go there. Okay, he's giving me the helicopter sign, so I believe, check me if I'm wrong, I believe that means it's time for a word from our sponsor.
This is Community Radio for the Coast Side.
100.9 KHMB.
Generous support for Coastal Windage comes from Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's is the only true British pub on the coast side, featuring 19 beers on tap and more than 60 brands of bottles. Come for the food and stay for the fun. Happy hour specials Monday through Friday, open mic night on Thursday, and karaoke on Friday and Saturday. Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn in Half Moon Bay.
This is Jay Michaels. Join me this morning at 10 o'clock, right after Coastal Windage. I'll be along with Stan Warren Luttrell getting a check of your weather. Also, we'll take a look at today in history. And don't forget our forgotten find. All comes your way right after Coastal Windage on your Friday morning from 100.9 FM KHMB.
Okay, and we're back. Now, usually this is where we have the Coast Weekly Buzz update. I talked with Michelle. The last month has been pretty grueling in terms of news for the Coast Side. So she's taking a much deserved and needed little break. So we'll hear from her going forward. So that gives us a little bit more time. Frank was saying at the break, he is dying to know what the presents are for my son. So we'll backtrack to that, even though we've got Ranger all queued up here. So I hope he's not listening. We got him a new putter for his golf. I gave him my old clubs that I bought in like 1997, so he's using some old clubs, but he was using this putter that's literally like, I think we got him a golf set when he was like seven or something, so it's like a child's putter, and we went and golfed recently and he was using this child's putter and it was just ridiculous. So we got him a new putter. Unfortunately, I made the mistake of saying, Matt, go find the putter you want and then send me the link. It's a ridiculously expensive putter. I mean, just like the entire bag of clubs that I gave to him when I bought them in 1997 cost less than this putter.
But his game will be so much better.
And I don't know if I'm thrilled about that because I'm usually the one playing with him. So, you know, like there's a lot of trash talking going on when he scores better than me on a hole. So we got him a pair of Birkenstocks. Ranger, footwear on this walk. Did you ever walk in Birkenstocks on this?
I did not.
Okay. Because they're just, I have never understood the Birkenstocks thing. Like, I don't like them. I've never worn a pair. I've never even put a pair on. Sandals are not my jam. I'm more of a lace-up kind of guy. So, well, what kind of shoes did you wear on this? Like hiking boots or? Let's hold on.
They're Ultra Lone Peak number 8s. Not sponsored, but I will live, breathe, and die by these shoes.
What's the company?
Ultra, A-L-T-R-A.
Ultra, if you're listening, really, you should get on board the Ranger train here. Like, think of all of the publicity you would have been got. How many days did it take you to walk across?
175.
Oh, Oh, 175 days of free, and he did 32 podcasts during that time. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying Ultra, it'd be worth the money. And we'll talk about it in a minute. It would be going to a good cause, so, or good causes. So let's get on that Ultra. Okay, a massage gun. These things make me a little bit uncomfortable. You know what? These are like these things and then the attachments.
Yeah, we have one in the dugout of our softball.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Huh.
Never. You get enough 40-plus-year-olds complaining about their leg after they hopped to first base.
You're too kind, 40-plus. That's very generous of you. Okay, we've got a call. Ranger, Crystalline, and Ruben here, who we have on the phone this morning.
Hi. Packer Day Penny.
Okay. Penny Packer. This is what, Ranger, this is one of our... Penny Packer, you're in the upper Midwest somewhere? Is that like Manitoba or something?
I'm driving through Iowa right now on a short road trip.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Me too.
Ranger, did you go up that way or did you take the... I know the answer to this, but you took the southern route, right?
A more southern route, yes.
Because you left in like the wintertime or the early spring or something, so you needed to take the warm route. You couldn't... Mm-hmm. You couldn't go through Manitoba where Penny Packer lives. That would be
exactly,
a little too cold.
I started in March and then all the way through August. So,
That means you were coming through like Arizona and Barstow in like August.
New Mexico, Arizona, and Joshua Tree / SoCal in June, July, August.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, we've got a caller. Penny Packer, what's up?
So I know that you like to brag about your day after Thanksgiving show, and I was wondering, are you even going to be in town, or what's happening on the day after Thanksgiving show?
Well, Crystalline will be here.
I will be
doing
here.
The show.
Yes.
I mean, the show goes on, you know.
I also have the tree lighting that night, so I'll be working and getting ready for that.
It'll be a long day for you, yeah. I will also be putting in a hard day.
Uh-huh. Where are you gallivanting off to?
I will be in the Caribbean.
Must be nice.
It's rough. It's rough. Ranger and I are kind of the same. It's a long, grueling. You got to have commitment and stay with it to get there. You know.
And
you have to have a good support system to keep it on lock here at home.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So that's, what about you, Penny Packer? What are you going to be doing the day after Thanksgiving? I'm also like, I'm in a food coma. I don't know. I've been to the Caribbean before. We went to Grenada, which is a former French colony, as where we're going in the Caribbean, St. Martin's, half the island is French, half the island is Dutch. Grenada, if anybody's interested, incredible food. Because of the French and the Creole cultures there. Oh, my goodness. So I'm hoping that St. Martin will have similarly amazing food. And then I'll be in a food coma the next day. What about you, Penny Packer?
I am escaping the cold tundras, and I will also be in some place very warm.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the way to do it. I mean...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to inquire because, you know, you always brag about your day after Thanksgiving. You haven't been there in years past. I think last year you were in the Northeast somewhere. And then, you know, it hasn't been for a couple of years, but, you know, you used to. So I was just curious.
I mean, as Crystalline knows, you got to work really hard to spend all this broadcast radio money. It becomes a burden. So, you know, I find myself spending a lot of my time just trying to, you know, spend
boost
this money.
Economies around
the
world.
Exactly. Thank you very much. There we go. That's what I'm doing, Penny Packer. I'm helping the world's economy. All right. Anything else?
Right.
Okay. You're not buying it. I can hear that, but trust me, that's exactly what I'm doing.
All right. Well, I just wanted to also wish your son a happy birthday.
Okay, I will pass that along to him. Hopefully, again, he's not listening right now and he's in school, but I will definitely pass that along. Thanks for the call and the good wishes.
Yeah, have a good Thanksgiving.
Okay,
happy
you
Thanksgiving.
Too. Okay.
Thanks, you too.
All right. Thanks for the call. Let's get into this. Ranger. Okay. So executive life coach. Is that correct? Was that the title that you would give yourself?
The title I would give myself is holistic success coach.
Yes.
Executives, business owners, nonprofit leaders.
So it's specifically targeted towards business professionals?
I would say so. So the way that I kind of brand myself is the business coach that focuses on the person behind the mission. So rather than focusing on, you know, more of a consultant role or business plan, marketing, et cetera, I more so work on the home life of the entrepreneur or leader.
What are some of the issues that, I mean, I would say, I guess I'm calling them issues, but some kind of blockages or something where they feel they need help with whatever it is. What are the issues that these folks are facing that I guess are preventing success or limiting success or...
Yeah, so a lot of it is what's going on internally. So your own worldview, your own beliefs, the way that you interpret things that happen around you, inner critic, sabotaging voice. So, for example, with my own journey with the walk, for example, when I first heard about it, there was a gentleman named Mike Posner that walked across the country, singer-songwriter, I took a pill in Ibiza, cooler than me. When I first saw that, I was like, oh, that's cool. How exciting. Like, I could probably do something like that. And then instantly it was kind of like, but you're not rich. You're not famous. You don't have what he has. He's definitely cooler than you. You don't write songs for Maroon 5 and Justin Bieber. Like, what well, do you think on, that? Yeah.
I mean, assuming that that would be considered cool, but okay.
Yeah.
Go on. Justin Bieber. I mean, yeah. Okay. Oh,
Baby was a hit. As much as you want to deny it. So, but you know what I mean? It's like you have these thoughts where you think you can do this incredible thing, but then that little voice in your head that's there to protect you kind of steps in and says, no, you can't. It's safer to just stay with the status quo. Do what you normally do. Do what everybody else does. Just continue living. And it's kind of like as a coach, my big thing is kind of like, what's more important, the price of fear or the price of regret? So that was really a big part of what eventually got me to commit to doing the walk and kind of what I kind of help my clients do. So, for example, I guess some of the issues that I kind of help people through is breakups, divorces, building a better relationship to last, and helping with communication skills, overcoming these stories or blockages. Another one is there was a professional in Sacramento. Her kids were turning 18, 19, and they were leaving the house. So it was kind of that transition from, okay, all of us are going to go home to you guys are going to your house and coming to my house on the weekend. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like big life transitions and how you kind of deal with that, which for a lot of people, they eventually do come to those solutions or figure it out eventually. But I kind of like to think that by working with me as a coach, it's a catalyst to go faster through it.
I mean, you're a fairly young person. How did you, I assume that these are things that everybody faces, right? It's human mm-hmm. nature. How have you been able to push through your own blockages? Because I'm just thinking of what you're describing and thinking like, God, I would have all of those blockages that you're talking about just in like trying to say to someone else, here, take my advice. On my little voice would be going like, why are you giving people advice? You don't know what you're talking about. Like you're going to steer them wrong, and then they're going to ruin their life. Shut up, go away. How did you get through that already to be able to have that clarity to help people get through their blockages?
Well, a lot of it was having a coach for myself. Oh. So during COVID, I had like 7 or 8 different jobs, part-time, full-time. I tried doing door-to-door sales in 2020 during the wildfires and COVID. So I had a rough go. But I met a coach that was at the vineyard that I was serving at, and, you know, what's your life story? I was like, well, I love talking about myself more than the wine, so told him everything. I mentioned that I was the president of a reptile rescue in Sacramento. He put me in contact with one of his friends in the program that he was being taught how to do coaching through. She did animal training. I really liked her, enjoyed what she was talking about, asked her about coaching. A few weeks later, all of what she had said resonated with me, you know, overcoming stories for people that feel stuck or may not know what the next step is. And I worked with her for 8 or 9 months. And kind of by the end of it, of trying a bunch of different side hustles and jobs, I'd sold spiders online. So pet tarantulas, that was a thing.
Wow.
Enclosures, yard work, furniture, like all these different things. I tried flipping things on eBay. Just kind of learning what I do and don't like.
Yep.
Kind of by the end of it, I was like, you know, I've really enjoyed working in 4-H and FFA with, you know, working with kids, mentoring, teaching. I really like being that, like, almost like a big brother figure, kind of helping people in any way I can, teaching, educating. And then I was like, man, you know, like my relationship with my then girlfriend, now fiance, has improved drastically. Being able to overcome these stories and start things and actually see them through to the end, whether it was I wanted to do it or I didn't want to do it, like my candle making experience. So it was just kind of like being able to have another person there to help you take this tornado of thoughts and kind of organize it back into a little cute, serene town is what was the most helpful for me. So then being able to take those lessons, I went through the same program that they did and a couple other ones online. And now it's just kind of like knowing how to help people. I say like, you look at the box, right? Like a lot of people have like this cube and they look at one side for their entire life. Mm-hmm. We question all of our beliefs except for the beliefs we truly believe in and those we never think to question. So as a coach, I kind of say, let's take this box and what if you look at it from this side? What if you shine the light different over here? What about this part of it? So just kind of helping people look at their life a different way.
So back in the old days, we used to call that midlife crisis because what you're describing, well, not everything, but I, as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, when you're talking about the metaphor of the cube, one thing that I find myself do, I mean, I'm generously still including myself in midlife here. It's an extended midlife crisis, but a questioning assumptions that you've always, that have just been bedrock. Like you said, you never question the things that you truly believe in because you got to have some floor in your life. But after a while, like when things are not turning out the way you want, or like after 30 years, if you've got the same issues, like, all these other things that when my son's trying to find something and he's, and I'm saying, well, did you look? No, it's not in the closet. I'm like, okay, but you've looked everywhere else in the house. Maybe you need to question that assumption that it's not in the closet and just check there because you've checked everywhere else. And I think that's what you're saying here of like, if we think of the, I really like that, that metaphor there. If we think of the cube and you're only looking at the one side, well, how many sides are there on a cube? Six?
I don't know.
I'm a coach, not a math.
I know, right?
not a mathologist over here.
You are correct. There is no math required for this show, which is why we're struggling with this. If anybody wants to call in, I think a cube.
I
want to
say it's six, just because there's six.
I also
want to
say six, but I don't want people to yell at. Yeah, six on a die. There
right?
we go. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but if you're playing Dungeons and Dragons, there's all kinds of sides of die, so that doesn't help me. You know, there's the 20-sided, the 12-sided,
a Dungeons and
the
Dragons
4-sided.
Cube isn't a square, isn't a cube. It's
there is a cube in. It's a whole set of them, and one of them is the
Lordy.
Cube.
Well, maybe the dice is a better metaphor then, because everybody has their own dice.
There we go.
Right? You might have six. I might have 12. Crystal might have 75. Like you don't really know until you actually look at it and evaluate it. So I think I would like to switch it from a cube to a
die.
So let's make it more complicated.
Wow. Okay. So. See, people, you're listening to the show for a reason. We've got Ranger Kelak on here. He is helping us understand life. Ranger, what is the name of your business so that people can go and look that up online?
Yeah, Within Range Coaching.
Within Range Coaching. Okay.
Yeah. Also, I would like to note, as a fan of Rangers and consulting in general, on top of the being able to help entrepreneurs and business people look at different sides, I think also one thing that people don't think that CEOs and higher ups have is we often have imposter syndrome. We often have terrible work-life balance. I personally am already at 60 hours for this week. Now you're throwing me off.
I'm sorry. Do you have, it's hard to believe, but I guess this is your point. Do you have imposter syndrome?
Oh, all the time.
What?
Oh, I constantly have to remind myself I am not a surgeon and what I am doing is not life or death.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you see me produce is no joke. Only 25% of what is in my head. And so I am constantly berating myself, and I try to work on it, you know, I try to not let it drag me down, but berate myself about the 75% that's in my head that's not getting done, and then I have to struggle with burnout. So almost my entirety of 2021 I was completely burnt out, and so for the coaching stuff, I think it's really great just to have somebody to talk to, because I can talk to Jesse about certain things, but at the same time I don't necessarily want to bog him down like with the minutia of work stuff, that my work is not his passion. So for him to listen to that, I'm sure gets grating at some times. And then, so just to have somebody that you can bounce stuff off of and just have them listen. And then, you know, like Ranger said, shine that light on another side and say, well, you know, yeah, you might not be getting the 75% done, but the 25% you are getting done, is maybe, you know, really, you know, really awesome. So like live in that moment. And so to have somebody to keep kind of bringing it back is really helpful.
Do you find that is a common thing with, because what I'm hearing Crystalyn saying is I see all the incredible output and everything that she's doing. In her mind, she's seeing a glass one quarter full.
Oh, in my mind, I'm awful. I'm the worst.
Seeing a glass overflowing, and she's seeing a glass one quarter full. Is that a common problem that you find with your clients, is that they're seeing the glass half empty side of the situation and overlooking the positives and their achievements, and you try to redirect them to that, or how does that work?
Yeah, so I also very much resonate with what Crystalyn is saying. I do see that in a lot of people, myself included. Like she was saying, what people see, like I have my podcast, right? I do shorts, I do long form, I do articles, I do all these things, and it's 5-10% of what I want to be doing. Because a lot of it is comparing yourself to others. Like for me, it's like, oh, well, you know, Russell Brunson says that I should have the perfect webinar and I need to be doing this every single week. But Evelyn Weiss says that I should have a mini membership. I should be doing all these different things, right? So it's like, man, I want to have all these things. I want to have all these aspects. I want to have the great relationship, the great this, the great that. I want to have beautiful enclosures for my animals. I'm like going off on my own tangent. But it's just about like kind of what Chris was saying, like that 25%. Like there might be a reason that 25% makes you feel so negative or bogged down. So in my coaching, what I would kind of more so, instead of redirecting to the positive necessarily, it's more of like, well, why do you feel that way with this 25%? Maybe you're doing the wrong 25%. Instead of doing 1-25, you should be doing 50-75. You should be doing 25-50. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's more so about like giving them that space and time to really connect with themselves. And that's really the beautiful thing about coaching is, like you were saying, you can talk to your partner, you can talk to your mom, your dad, your brother, your best friend. But when you have a coach that has no stake in it, that, you know, it's really up to you as the client to make these discoveries about yourself and take the action. But having that person there to act as a mirror and call out those behaviors and what you're truly saying, it helps you determine what the best step for you actually is.
And I also think that it's important when you have like whether it's a coach or a therapist or whatever. So one of the best pieces of advice that I ever got from a therapist was I was really worried about asking my employer for a raise and all these things. I felt I really deserved it. I quite honestly had saved the company from something. And I was talking it through with her, and I was really down on myself. And then she just looked at me point blank and said, "What's the worst that's going to happen? When you go in and ask, what's the worst that'll happen?" And I was like, "They say no." She was like, "Well, will you pass out and die if they say no?" I said, "No, I will move on and figure out what I want to do." And she's like, "Exactly it. The worst thing that somebody's going to say is no, and you don't live or die by the word no." And all of a sudden, just that tiny little conversation gave me permission to go out, ask for the things that I wanted or that I felt really passionate about, and be okay with hearing no, which prior to that conversation, the word no terrified me and would break me. So sometimes it's just even that like little reflection of something that might feel very obvious to a lot of people, but when somebody's like internals are very much spaghetti, then, you know, just having somebody say that out loud is very, very powerful and can change the course of life.
Yeah, and I do want to add to that really quick, is that it's not necessarily that the therapist gave you permission. She just helped you give yourself permission. Because anybody could have told you, just go ask. It's easy.
Well, she made it not scary.
Exactly.
Because in my head, I had built it up that if I hear no, I'm going to crumble and that's the end of it and all that. And she just broke it down in a way that's mm-hmm. like, no, they're not. It's not surgery. You're not going to live or die by this word.
Okay. So speaking of scary things, let's talk about your walk. Because mm-hmm. conceptually, it almost sounds fun. Oh. You know, it's going to take 170. Again, there's not supposed to be any math here, so that's
5.5 months.
About 6 months, right? So 6 months, I'll be out inside. I'll be exercising. I'll be exercising. You know, all's good. But then then I'm sure, like, the couple nights when you're sitting in a hotel room in Myrtle Beach or whatever, thinking like, oh my God, what am I doing? Like, or even like the first day, you're probably like, yeah, and then like day 8, you're just thinking, no. How did you go from a conceptual thing of like, oh, this, to the logistics, to the night before, to like I'm sure there were doldrums on this trip. How did you get your way through that as a individual? It wasn't like you were the big group of people. Like, oh, you know, you're by yourself. Like, how do you work through that? All those stages.
Yeah. So, gosh, I'll try to do this as fast as I can. So,
okay. It's all right. We have a whole 5 minutes.
Whole five minutes.
Sorry about that.
So again, I heard about the walk from Mike Posner. He did the walk. He, you know, was all super cool. I didn't think that I could do it. But then a couple years later, so that was in 2019, and 2021, there were a couple other guys that did the walk. Andrew Kivett and Mark Dudek. Andrew has a book. Mark has a podcast about it. So I started researching them and looking into them, and I realized that Andrew, the one of the book, was just a regular guy from Kansas. And then Mark, the podcast guy, normal dude from Ohio. So then I was kind of like, wait a second. I'm also just a normal dude, a normal guy. Like, the only difference is I'm from California. But, like, what do they have that I don't? And just kind of looking into everything, it was just they got past their own stories and they decided to take the first step. And I realized for me, the first step was actually committing to it and declaring it to my girlfriend, now fiance. I just sent her a text. I want to walk. She said, great, what's the next step? I said, I have no idea. But that just prompted the year and a half long, you know, training, saving up for it, trying to figure out if I want to plan a route, reading about it, just really very David Goggins, but like callousing your mind, like doing that internal work. Because that was when I was doing my coaching certification, when I was still being coached, going through my career, starting off at the county job that I had. So just really getting clear on not just how I'm going to do it, but why. I say that for the majority of people, that is probably the part they want to focus on before anything else.
Why?
Your why. Like, you know, I want to have a good relationship. That's the thing. Why is that important to you? What does it mean to have a good relationship?
What was your why then?
So my why, so the way that I structured my walk, for me, the idea of like, you know, business kind of words make more sense in my brain. So I had a mission for the walk, which was to highlight, learn from, and work with people in the U.S. that were making a real difference in their community. And with that, highlight, learn from, and work with, there's so much that you can do in those categories. But they're still specific enough that whenever I was in a city or I was talking to someone, it kind of helped me kind of put it through like grates. Like, I could do a million things, but I'm going to stop it at this first grate because it doesn't fall into those categories. But then this other action might work, and then so on and so forth. So that's why I did my podcast, which at the time was called the Within Range Coaching Podcast. And I was interviewing nonprofit leaders, entrepreneurs, just people in the community that were doing great work. So I had dog rescues, cat rescues, sober living houses, a pediatric cancer research organization, just so many different places and people. And really my intention was that with that was to share their talk. I wanted to be able to share stories from other people so that they could be the catalyst. So that was a big driving force behind everything I was doing.
As far as Frank's giving me the hand signals here, I hate it. Like I said before, I hate it when he gets to the 1 minute signal because he really enjoys that signal. So the meeting people, was that just an organic thing, or like, let's just say you're coming up to Flagstaff, Arizona. Do you go to like the Chamber of Commerce or City Hall and I'm walking through, like, who are some community leaders that I could meet with to talk about my mission and how I can, is that how you did it? Or did you just, you know,
it was a mixture of a whole lot of things. I was posting on social media. So when I would come to a big town like Oklahoma City or Fort Smith, Arkansas, I would post in the groups, the Facebook groups, and say, hey, this is my mission. This is what I'm doing. Would love to connect with local nonprofits or entrepreneurs. And then I would get a couple from there. I think Little Rock, Arkansas had the most with 3 or 4 people.
Wow.
Just because I was there for so long and there were so many people willing to chitter chat with me. And then there were some people that were hosts that I had no idea worked for a nonprofit before I went to their house. So it was really just a mixture of people that I, you know, stumbled across or found on socials in some way. And it looks like we might need to have a part two.
I think we do. I mean, like, we have not even touched on the trip yet, which I'm fascinated about. Mm-hmm. So yes, let's you're locally based?
Yes.
Let's have you back, Ranger, because I really would like, I would like to do a whole show just like walk us through your trip.
Mm-hmm.
What, walk us through your trip, step us through it. Come on.
Step by step.
Come on. Yeah, thank you. Frank,
talk about the amazing feat.
Yes. This is what I'm talking about. Okay. Ranger, thank you. Ranger Kielak. Your business name again. I'm
Within Range Coaching.
Thank you. Like Kristen's already,
I've already got it memorized.
You have a website?
WithinRangeCoaching.com, okay. @WithinRange_coaching on Instagram, and I'm on Facebook as well.
Okay, check him out, people. K-I-E-L-A-K. Check that out. Okay, Ranger, thanks for being on the show today. We'll have you back because I want to hear about this trip. Kristalyn, enjoy the next couple of weeks.
Thank you. Join us next week with it's myself and Corinne from Cabrillo Education Foundation.
Nice. Excellent. That'll be a great show, as always. Callers, thanks for calling in. Frank, thanks for working the board. And everybody, have a great weekend. And Kristalyn, we'll see you next week. All right. For Kristalyn, for Ranger, for Frank the Engineer, and myself, Ruben, Coastal Windage, the Talk of the Coast.